Welcome to today's module, in which together we will focus on a topic that is as old as humanity itself, yet still relevant: self-knowledge and the search for one's own meaning in life. You may be thinking that this is a topic you've heard countless times before, and you may think of various books, lectures, or articles that exist on the subject. To some, it may seem like a tired song that they've heard it all before. Find your purpose, follow your dreams, believe in yourself. And yet, it is these simple messages that seem to remain distant and difficult for many of us to grasp. It may be a cliché, some of you may say, but as clichés go, they often hold a profound truth that is worth exploring again and again. Before we get into deeper thoughts and concrete steps, let's pause for a moment and reflect on one fundamental question. What does it really mean to know myself, and why is it important? The answer to this question is the key to setting goals that are truly in line with our values, desires, and abilities. Whenever we think about our purpose in life, we are often overwhelmed by the idea of something grand, something to discover or find. But the truth is, it's usually not about discovering something outside of ourselves, but rather the opposite: delving into our own inner self and understanding who we are, what gives us joy, and what fulfills us. Only when we know and understand ourselves, we can begin to build the path that will lead to our goals. We live in a time when we are often expected to have clear goals, to know where we are going, and to be constantly productive. The pressure to achieve success as defined by modern society is enormous. But what if we don't know how to do it? What if we feel the desire to change, but don't know where to start? Or, perhaps even more difficult, what if we know our goal but can't seem to get closer to it? The questions that can challenge and hold us back are countless. How can I be sure that what I want is really the right thing? What if I'm doing everything right, but the results still aren't coming? What if the fear of failure paralyzes me? It's natural to ask these questions because most of us have never been taught how to actually work effectively with our goals. It is important to realize that there are tools and methods that can help us not only understand ourselves better, but also guide us step by step towards our goals. One of these ways is through coaching, which teaches us how to set goals properly, how to break them down into smaller steps, and how to gradually move towards them. Another interesting area is neuro-linguistic programming, also known as NLP, which focuses on the interconnection between our thinking, language, and behavior. Using these techniques, we can change our habits, overcome internal blocks, and learn to work with our mind so that it is a support rather than an obstruction. It must be said, however, that not all the techniques we will discuss are 100% suitable for independent use. Some of them require the guidance of an experienced coach or therapist to help you find the right direction and offer feedback. But that doesn't mean you can't try it on your own. If you keep an open mind and a willingness to learn, I believe that even small steps you take on your own can lead to big changes. In my own experience, it is knowing yourself and working with your own goals that can change your whole life, not just your professional or personal life, but the way you perceive the world around you. So let's look together at what steps we can take to better understand ourselves and find the right direction. We'll go step by step, from basic principles to specific techniques you can start using today. Prepare a quiet place, paper and pencil, or just sit back and be inspired. Ahead is a journey that may not always be easy, but it's definitely worth taking. And believe me, even a small shift in your thinking can bring about big changes in your life. So let's get started together. Introspection is a very interesting topic that brings us on a journey of self-discovery and deeper awareness of who we are. Although it might seem that knowing yourself is something quite natural and simple, in reality, it is often not the case. How often do you actually stop and really think about who you are? What defines you? What are your strengths, your values, your purpose in life, or what truly fulfills you and makes you feel happy? Maybe this is the first time for you to really think about this, or maybe you've asked yourself similar questions before, but never approached them as systematically as we're going to do together today. So let's start at the very beginning, and that is self-awareness. One of the best ways to delve into this process is a technique called Ikigai. This concept originated in Japan, and its name can be loosely translated as reason for being or meaning of life. It is a beautiful and profound method that helps us understand our own motivations, passions, skills, and what we have to offer the world. The main idea of Ikigai is to look for the intersection of four key areas of our lives: what we love, what we can do, what the world needs, and what we can be rewarded for. The result is not only a clearer picture of who we are, but also how we can lead a meaningful and fulfilled life. Before we get into the actual Ikigai technique, however, it's important to do a little warm-up. This exercise will help you tune into yourself and ask yourself some basic questions. You will only need a pencil and paper to do this. If you don't have them handy, don't worry. Take a moment, find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, and get ready. Do you have everything? Now set the timer on your phone for 10 minutes. Yes, really. Take 10 minutes and give it to yourself. When the timer is set and you're ready, ask yourself one basic question. Who am I? This question may sound simple at first, but once you start typing your answers, you may realize it's not so easy to answer. Your goal is to write down as many specific answers as you can think of. Don't think too long about each one. Write spontaneously what comes to mind. Don't worry about making mistakes or being unsure. This exercise is just for you. There is no right or wrong way to answer. If you're in the middle of listening right now, stop, set a timer, and start writing. I'll be here waiting for you when you get back. So, are you done? If so, great. What you have in front of you on paper is like a mirror of yourself. This paper shows you how you perceive yourself at the moment, what is important to you, what first came to mind when you thought about your identity. It is your personal stepping stone, the foundation on which we will build. Maybe you've written down just a few words. Maybe you've described the whole sheet. Whatever it is, it's okay. This exercise isn't about how much you write. It's about allowing yourself to stop and think about yourself. And that's exactly the point. Now that you've got the introductory exercise out of the way, we can move on to the Ikigai technique itself. As mentioned, Ikigai is based on four main pillars. These are areas of your life that are interrelated and together form the foundation of what gives your life meaning. The first pillar is what you love. Think about what fills you with joy and what makes you happy. It could be the things you do in your spare time, your hobbies, your interests or activities that make you lose track of time. The second pillar is what you can do. These are your abilities, skills, talents, in short, what you are good at. The third pillar focuses on what the world needs. What can you contribute to the world around you through your life and your work? Finally, the fourth pillar is about what you can be rewarded for. That is, how you can turn your skills and passions into something that will bring you financial or other measurable benefits. In the following steps, we'll go through each of these pillars in detail. You'll always have plenty of time to reflect and respond. Again, you will need paper and pencil for each pillar, as writing down your thoughts is a key part of this process. If you prefer, you can print out the questions we will be asking and write them directly in, or simply write them down on a blank sheet of paper. It's up to you. Before we get into the first pillar, make yourself comfortable and consider how much time you want to devote to today's exercise. If you are short on time, you can go through just one pillar and come back to the others later. However, if you have the time and feel up to it, we can tackle all four pillars at once. Remember, the whole process is for you. No need to rush or switch. The important thing is that you enjoy this time and truly dedicate it to yourself. So, are you ready? If so, grab a pencil and paper and let's get started with the first pillar. First pillar is called What I Love. Getting to know yourself is a process that allows us to better know who we are, what makes us happy, what drives us, and what fulfills us. It's a time when we allow ourselves to turn our attention inward, to ourselves, and focus on the things that are important to us. In this introduction, we will take a step-by-step look at different aspects of our personality, starting with what we love in life and what energizes us. This process is important not only for personal growth, but also for learning to better understand ourselves, our needs, and priorities. And it is this first pillar, what we love, that forms the basis of our self-knowledge. This section is dedicated to what fills you with joy in life. We will think about what you really enjoy, what brings you a sense of happiness, and what can absorb you so much that you forget about time and worries. You may not normally ask yourself these questions, but now is the time to stop for a moment and pay attention to them. What is it that makes you truly happy? What activities give you energy, even though they may be physically or mentally draining? And what, on the other hand, fills you with peace and satisfaction? Pause on these questions and give yourself plenty of space to answer them. Don't be afraid to be honest and open in your thinking, because this is how you get closer to the essence of yourself. Questions that can help you find the answer, to help untangle the knot of thoughts and inspire you to think more deeply. Here are some questions to get started. These questions are not here to stress you out or necessarily lead you to a single right answer. They are here to get you thinking about what is really important to you. When have I felt completely happy, and what have I done about it? Can you think of a time when you felt joy absolutely unconditionally? Maybe it was while taking a simple walk in nature, playing a musical instrument, baking a cake, or talking to a close friend. What did you feel when you did that? What did these moments bring to you? Try to recall these moments in as much detail as possible and think about what connects them. What activities absorb me so much that I lose track of time? Is there something that can literally suck you into the whirlwind of events so that you lose track of time? It could be working in the garden, painting, reading a thrilling book, or maybe a sport. Such activities often show us what we really enjoy and find fulfilling. If I imagine that I have an unlimited amount of time and money, what do I devote myself to? What would you do if nothing limits you? If you didn't have to deal with everyday responsibilities, what would you do? Imagine a world in which you have all the resources and freedom to pursue whatever you can think of. What activities give me energy, even though they may be challenging? Some things may tire us out, but they also give us meaning and a sense of fulfillment. Maybe you love dancing, which physically exhausts you, but also makes you feel happy and energized. Or maybe you love organizing events because despite the stress and effort, you enjoy the outcome immensely. What did I spend most of my time doing as a child? What were my favorite games and activities? Think about your childhood. What did you enjoy then? What did you do when you had free time? Sometimes it is the memories of childhood joys that show us what is natural to us and what is deeply rooted in us. I don't care about the opinion of others. I'm not afraid of failure. So what am I doing now? If your actions didn't matter to the opinion of others, what would you do? When we set aside our fear of what others think of us, we often get to do things that truly fulfill us. When I think about my idols and people I admire, what impresses me so much about them? Who do you admire? What do you admire about these people? Is it their courage, their creativity, their ability to inspire others, or perhaps their ability to live simply and contentedly? What always gets me excited, even when I'm just talking or thinking about it? Are there topics or activities that you like to talk about because they fascinate you? Maybe it's nature, technology, art, or maybe travel. Think about what you can get excited about, even if you're just thinking about it. What do those around me most often praise me for? What do others tell you you're good at? It could be things you do naturally and happily without thinking too much about them. If I have a free day and nothing to do, what will I do? You have the day to yourself. What will you do? How do you spend your free time when you are not bound by any obligations? This can give you a clue as to what is really important to you. How to answer? Answering these questions is not a matter of one evening. Give yourself time, peace, and space. Get a notebook to write down your thoughts. Take your time. You can return to each question repeatedly, adding to your answers and looking for threads in your notes that will lead you to a deeper understanding of yourself. Don't be afraid to be honest with yourself, even if your answers aren't perfect. The goal is not to create something that others will like, but something that is authentic and true. An example of awareness. Over time, review your answers and summarize what you discovered. You can write your awareness on a separate page so it is always in plain sight. For example, I am a person who loves nature and working with natural materials. I feel at home in the woods and I completely lose track of time when making natural decorations. I feel great in the company of my friends and in great company, and I love being able to spread joy with my creations. A similar realization can help you sort out your thoughts and better navigate what makes you happy and fulfilled in life. Just get started and have the courage to seek your joys. Second pillar is called, What Am I Great At? This section is dedicated to your greatest natural talents and abilities. These are the areas in which you truly excel, whether you realize it or not. These are the skills and activities that seem easy, natural, and often you don't even consider them special because they come almost naturally to you. These skills don't necessarily fill you with joy or be your main hobby, but you can do them without much effort and you know you are confident in them. They may be little things that come naturally to you, but might require more effort or thought for other people. So let's delve together into the details of your abilities and try to uncover them and understand their value. Let's try to look at it from different angles with questions that will lead you to think more deeply. Don't just take them as a list. Read each question, think about it, and give yourself time to reflect. You may be surprised by the answers to some of them, or you may realize something you've been overlooking. And remember, there is no right or wrong answer. It's just a way to better understand what you're good at and what sets you apart from others. Questions to help you identify your strengths. What do I do easily and don't have to put in extra effort? Try to think of situations where you solve or complete something and others say, "How did you do that so quickly?" Or, "I couldn't have done that." What are the things that don't take a lot of energy, yet you do them with ease? Maybe you're a master organizer without even realizing it. Maybe you enjoy finding mistakes and fixing them. Or maybe you can quickly grasp and explain complex concepts while others get lost in them. What do others often confide in me? What tasks? Because they believe I'm really great at them? Think about what tasks or responsibilities the people around you most often hand over to you. Maybe close friends ask for your opinion when they are choosing new furniture or equipment because they know you have excellent taste. Colleagues often ask you to edit texts because your eye for detail is unsurpassed. Or you're the one they entrust with organizing parties because you can coordinate everything and create a pleasant atmosphere. What knowledge and skills am I better at than most people around me? Maybe you have an insight into a certain topic that others are lost in, while you are like a fish in water. Or you have a particular manual skill that sets you apart. If you're able to quote important moments in history off the top of your head while others around you hesitate, maybe it's that skill that makes you special. Or, for example, you're skilled at cooking, repairing machinery, or keeping up with modern technology. It's whatever it is that puts you one step ahead. What do others often praise me for? The praise you receive can tell you a lot. If people often tell you that you're creative, it's probably one of your strengths. If you're praised for how well you can deal with people, that's another area where you shine. Maybe you're praised for how quickly and efficiently you can find a solution to a problem, or for having patience with things that others quickly give up on. What are my greatest accomplishments that I am proud of? And what skills have led me to them? Recall a time when you accomplished something that really made you happy or made you proud. What did you have to do to get there? Was it perseverance, careful planning, or perhaps the ability to persuade others to support you? These skills are key to understanding your talents. What topics do I find appealing and want to keep learning about? If there is something that you are constantly attracted to and that motivates you to learn, this is probably an area in which you can become a real expert. Maybe you're fascinated by psychology, technology, history, or art. What you're drawn to often reveals what you have the potential to be great at. What activities am I better at than I originally thought? Think about situations where something really surprised you. Did you feel like you couldn't do a task but ended up completing it with ease? That's another clue. When a challenge or problem arises, how do I usually solve it and what skills do I use to do so? Everyone has their own approach to problem solving. You might do it in a logical way, while others jump in on impulse. Or you have a gift for seeing a problem from a different perspective and coming up with unusual ideas. If I had to teach someone something, what would it be and why? Imagine if you were to pass on your skills or knowledge to someone else. What would it be and why? Perhaps you would like to teach someone your planning methods, your ability to stay calm in difficult situations, or share your knowledge about a particular field. My realization. Try to go deep when answering these questions. Don't be afraid to elaborate and give each area plenty of time. Record not only your specific skills, but also how you feel about the activities. How do you feel when you work on them? Do you feel happy, calm, confident? Or do they leave you cold, but you know you are good at them? This will not only give you a better idea of your skills, but also how you feel about them. For example, I can organize events with complete ease. Whether it's a small get-together with friends or a larger family celebration, I can always create a schedule that everyone can rely on. I know I have the ability to anticipate potential problems before they arise and always have a solution ready. People often thank me for making them feel comfortable and relaxed with my organizational skills. This exercise can show you not only what you're already doing well, but also areas you can continue to develop. You will discover what makes you unique and where you can build on your strengths in the future. Third pillar is called What the World Needs. If we take a moment to stop and think about what the world around us actually needs, we may find that the answer is not as simple as it might first appear. The world is a complex organism made up of billions of people, their needs, desires, problems, life situations, and dreams. And although we may feel that the world is something huge and far beyond our influence, the truth is that we ourselves have the power to influence it. Each of us has our own abilities, skills, and experiences that can help make the world a little bit better place. But where do we start? How do we find out what the world needs, and how can we be part of that change? The first step to understanding what the world needs is to turn to ourselves. When I know myself, the gates to the world open. This knowledge may sound simple, but it is actually profound and fundamental. If we do not know ourselves, it is difficult to understand how we can contribute to the world around us. Self-knowledge allows us to identify our strengths, values, and abilities that we can build upon. As a result, we become conscious creators of our own lives, which also opens the door for us to make a positive impact on the lives of others. But where to start? One way to focus on what the world needs is to ask questions. These questions can help us not only to know ourselves more deeply, but also to better understand where our skills and values are most needed. For example, we can start by asking, what problems in the world bother or annoy me the most? This question leads us to think about what stirs our emotions. What motivates us to make a difference? Is it the environmental crisis, injustice, the loneliness of those around us, or perhaps the lack of support for vulnerable groups? When we become aware of what fires up us most in the world, we can direct our energy there. When I think about the people around me, what change would I like to bring about? Each of us has people around us that we care about. What would we like to see change for the better in their lives? Maybe we would like them to feel less stressed, more content, or have more time for the things they really enjoy. These reflections can inspire us to look for ways to help them. What services, products, or values do I think people are missing that I can offer? The world is full of needs that have not yet been met. We may have noticed that somewhere there is a lack of support, understanding, or concrete solutions to problems. What could we create or offer that people would appreciate? What skill of mine could positively impact the lives of others? Each person is unique. We may have a talent for something we take for granted, but it can be a great help to others. Can we listen, connect people, create, fix, teach, motivate? What ability of ours would the world appreciate? What do people most often ask me, and what do they want help with? Our environment is often a good indicator of our value. If we notice that people approach us with certain questions or ask for help in specific areas, it's a signal that we have a talent for it. What knowledge can I pass on to others to make their lives better? We all have some experience and knowledge that can be valuable to others. We may have experienced challenging life situations that have taught us something, or we may be experts in a particular area. How can we use this knowledge to help others? When I see that my efforts are producing results, what are my feelings at that moment, and what fulfills me the most? This question leads us to understand what really motivates us. When we see that our efforts are making a difference, do we feel joy, satisfaction, or gratitude? These feelings can show us the direction we should take. What activity or skill of mine is already having a positive impact on my surroundings? Sometimes we don't even realize that what we do has a big impact on our surroundings. It could be a simple smile, good advice, support in difficult times, or the ability to organize chaos. What changes have I already made or want to make to my surroundings? This question helps us reflect on our past and future. What have we already accomplished, and what changes would we still like to bring about? What is our vision? What do I want people to remember about me someday? This question forces us to think about what legacy we want to leave behind. How do we want people to perceive us? What do we want them to say about us when we are no longer here? Be mindful. Mindfulness is another key to understanding what the world needs. If you don't know the answers to these questions right away, that's okay. Take your time. Think carefully. Take notes quietly. And observe how you affect your environment. Ask the people around you. Sometimes an outside view can open our eyes. We may tend to underestimate ourselves, not see our strengths, or not realize how much we are already positively influencing those around us. My realization. As I reflected on all of this, I realized that I have always considered myself to be an ordinary person. But then I realized that I too have my superpowers. All my life, I have been a support system for people, listening to them when they were in trouble and trying to make their lives easier. I took it for granted, something everyone does. But then I realized that this was my gift. I can be an important support to others. I can say the right words or remain silent when needed. And this is how I can help the world around me. These realizations can be your first step. Let your intuition guide you. Be patient and believe that you too have something to offer the world. The world needs you, your uniqueness, your empathy, and your contribution. Fourth pillar is called, What Do I Get Paid For? By getting to this chapter, we have already taken important steps in self-discovery. You already know who you really are, what you can do, what fulfills you, and what the world needs at the same time. This information is like the building blocks that will allow us to create a bridge between your inner self-realization and a world that is ready to appreciate your abilities. And now comes the most interesting part. How to combine the pleasant with the useful and create a career path that is not only work, but also a joy. How to find a way to get paid for your skills, abilities, and passion. Let's dive into this step by step. What skills are in demand in the market? Before you start exploring what you actually have to offer the world, start by looking at your skills from a market perspective. Try to think honestly. What skills of mine could bring value to someone today? It doesn't have to mean financial value right away, because value can take many forms. Maybe you're a great organizer who can solve chaos where others flounder. Maybe you're an empathetic person who can listen and give people peace of mind and confidence. And maybe you have technical skills that can make others' jobs easier. Try to write it down. What specific skills do I have? Why might they be useful to others? Where could these skills be used? More importantly, do I enjoy developing and using these abilities? If you're not sure what's currently in demand in the marketplace, do a little research. Look for job openings in areas that interest you. Keep an eye on what people are searching for on social media, what services or products they are looking for. Take inspiration from what others are doing too, not to copy, but to understand where there is room for your own ideas. The value you already bring. Now think about what skills you're already actively using today and what value you bring to the table because of them. Maybe you're helping friends with their problems and you don't even realize that this is a skill the world needs. Maybe you've always been the one who can create harmony in a team, motivate others, or find solutions where others only see obstacles. Write down specific examples. You don't have to focus on money just yet. The important thing is to realize that you already have skills that can make someone's life better. What would you do if you had everything? Imagine now that you have everything you need. You have plenty of finances, time, and opportunities. Nothing limits you. What would you want to do as a professional? What gives you meaning and joy? What would you like to be known for? This question is crucial because it will help you discover your passion and aspirations that could be the basis of your future profession. Try to describe this idea in detail. Maybe you would like to be an artist who creates sculptures that bring joy to people. Maybe you are drawn to working with people, perhaps as a therapist, coach, or personal development guide. Or you enjoy inventing practical products that make everyday life easier. The more specific you are, the better. What problems can you solve? Everyone in the world has problems, and they're often willing to pay to solve them. So think about what problems you can solve. Maybe you have a talent for organization that can help people plan their projects or life steps. Maybe you can work with stress and anxiety and could offer your services to those seeking peace and balance. Or you have knowledge in a particular field that could be valuable to others. Remember, people are willing to pay for what will make their life easier, bring value, or solve their problem. If you can find an area where your skills meet the needs of others, you win. Can your hobbies become a source of income? It's often said that the best jobs are the ones we enjoy and would do for free. Do you have a hobby or passion that you could turn into a source of income? Maybe you enjoy painting, writing, baking, photography, or maybe traveling. What if you thought about how you could turn that passion into something of value to others? Try to look at it from a practical point of view. If you had to pick one hobby that really fulfills you, what would it be? And how could this hobby bring joy or benefit to others? How could you share your passion with the world? Money versus the meaning of work. Another key question is what motivates you more, money or the meaning of work? Or do you need a combination of both? Everyone has different priorities, and it's important to figure out what's most important to you. If money motivates you, you can look for areas that are financially attractive. If, on the other hand, the meaning of work is key to you, think about how to connect your values with your career goals. And remember, there's nothing wrong with wanting both. Meaningful work that also feeds you well is not just a dream, but a real possibility. Inspiration from your surroundings. Don't be afraid to be inspired by your surroundings. Look at the people who surround you. What are they doing? What services or products do they offer? How have they created their own career paths? And importantly, what are your surroundings saying about you? Maybe others have been telling you for a long time that you're talented in a certain area, but you haven't noticed yet. My realization. Now it's time to put everything you've discovered down on paper. For example, I realized that my skills are really in demand, even though I didn't see it before. I am a person who likes to create and help others at the same time. I am happy that I can choose my career path freely. I'm most drawn to outdoor therapy, sculpture making, meditation, and feng shui interior design now. Remember, the key is to connect your abilities, the needs of the world, and your own joy so that you feel fulfilled. Don't be afraid to think big. It all starts with you. We've come a long way in our journey of self-discovery. Maybe along the way, you've discovered something about yourself that you've been missing. Maybe you've realized that some aspects of your life aren't aligned with who you really want to be. The theme of Ikigai, the meaning of life, is like a thread that runs through everything we do. It is that deep inner motivation that makes us feel that what we do has meaning. But when this meaning is missing, we tend to get lost, to wander, to jump from one thing to another, hoping that perhaps somewhere around the corner we will find what we are looking for. But sometimes we need to stop, take a breath, and really ask the questions that will help us figure out what it is we are looking for. Ikigai is not just a concept. It's not just a philosophy or a buzzword. It's a key part of our lives. Without it, we can often feel like passengers on an endlessly spinning merry-go-round that carries us away without us knowing why we're on it in the first place. Perhaps you've had the feeling that your life could be better, more meaningful, that it could have a deeper air of happiness and fulfillment. And maybe you've realized that what you do every day doesn't fulfill you as much as it could. If you change job frequently, if you jump from project to project, if you feel like you're missing out on something essential, then this could be a clear signal that you haven't yet discovered your Ikigai. Finding your Ikigai is like discovering a flame within you that burns brightly and tirelessly. It is a state of living your life with such enthusiasm and joy that you lose track of time. You work, you create, you live, and yet you don't feel exhausted, but rather energized. When one finds one's Ikigai, it becomes one's personal engine, the driving force that carries one through each day. And what's the best part? That this flame doesn't burn out. Ikigai is not something that will bring you to a state of burnout because you burn with what you enjoy, what fulfills you, what gives you meaning. But there is one more important thing. Ikigai is not a static thing. It's not something you find once and it stays the same throughout your life. People change, evolve, grow, and your Ikigai can change as well. What fulfilled you 10 years ago may not interest you as much today. And that's okay. The key is to periodically stop and question again. Sit down, look at your life, and ask yourself the right questions. What are you enjoying right now? What is fulfilling you? What is meaningful to you? And what may no longer make sense to you? Updating yourself with these answers is essential to keeping your life in harmony with who you are. And so we conclude. Now is a good time for one last question that may take you through not only the rest of this day, but many more days, weeks, and months to come. Who are you? And what is your Ikigai? What is the spark that ignites your inner flame and gives your life meaning? Let this question resonate in your mind for a moment. Maybe you will find the answer today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. But the important thing is not to forget it, because the answer to this question may be the key to living a life that is truly yours.